It's time for our Already Monday Morning Conversation, and we're going to talk hometown Christmas here this morning, get you in the mood. It's snowing out there, so that's going to help a little bit. Roxanne, Michelle, and Delphi are here this morning from hometown Christmas. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Okay. Michelle, got to have you put the microphone up so we can hear you, and Delphi, you too. There we go. Hopefully that'll work. Okay, Roxanne, you're all set. So tell us about Hometown Christmas. This is like a series of events starting this Saturday, right?
Yep, starts this Saturday. It's the Christmas kickoff with Tomahawk Hometown Christmas. We've got like a ton of events going on. A lot of them are new, so have to pay attention.
So let's just take it one thing at a time. Hometown Christmas, this has kind of evolved over the years to become what it is now, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So let's start off with all the events. And I'm going to let you three just take us through the events here this morning. We just need to know it starts on Saturday, this Saturday, November 30th. So let's start there. Who wants to get us started?
Oh, I can get us started.
Okay.
We start Saturday, November 30th. We have free photos with Vicky's Photoshop, the Santa photos. However, note the location change. We are not at City Hall this year. We are at the VFW. So make sure you note that we are not at City Hall. We are at the VFW, and photos start at noon at the VFW.
And go till 2.
Go until 2.
If you're in line yet at 2 o'clock, Santa will see everybody that's in line, right?
Yep. Okay. And in conjunction with that, we have the wagon rides by Western Connection and Crossbridge Community Bank that will start at the VFW. So as soon as you're done with your Santa photo, you can go out and get on a wagon ride. And new this year, we are going over to the Tomahawk Historical Museum for story time with Santa and some treats over there. So you'll get on the wagon. If it's chilly, you get off at the museum, warm up in the museum with some hot chocolate and hanging out with Santa, and then go back to the VFW, and that's from 1 to 5.
And where do the wagon rides, where do they load up?
They load up at the VFW.
At the VFW, okay.
Right at the VFW, yep. Last year we were down on the end of Main Street. This year we are at the VFW, so note the location changes.
Got it. The Christmas tree lighting is going to happen on Saturday as well?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have the wagon rides going from 1 until 5, and then at about 4 o'clock, Tomahawk Main Street's going to put some music down on the end by Crossbridge Community Bank and have some goodies down there. So we're going to sugar up these kids real good all that day, and then we're going to have Santa come down Main Street in his UTV at about 5 o'clock, and we'll have announcements and commence with all the activities at that point.
So this is different than the Hometown Christmas Parade. It's kind of a parade,
yes,
but not really.
Nope, this
okay.
is just getting Santa to the tree.
Okay,
that's what we're doing.
That's all that's about. And
yep.
Then so that's everything for this Saturday.
Oh, no, we got more.
Okay.
We got more.
Okay.
So we have the Parade Princess Crowning. So you are going to hear it first here who our Parade Princess is. So I hope that little princess is listening, because the winner of the Parade Princess Contest is Cooper Schultz. So congratulations, Cooper. You will be our Parade Princess 2024.
So so there's going to be like a crowning ceremony?
Oh, yeah. Santa puts the crown on the princess's head and gives her her trophy and her magic wand.
And so that's all going to happen right after the tree is lit about?
Well, we're going to do the crowning. We're going to do the dedication of the tree. We're going to give our thank yous. Delphi will do a lot of announcements. She's the queen of announcements.
Okay.
And then we'll dedicate the tree. This year, the tree dedication, Delphi, you want to talk about that?
Well, do we want to give out the name? Or just,
yes.
Okay.
Yep.
The tree this year was donated by the Swanson family out in the Spirit area, and it's donated in honor of Ken Swanson and his daughter, Tammy Swanson Lundberg, who passed away a while back.
Mm-hmm.
It's father and daughter, and now we're going to have a special announcer, hopefully, if he can make it, to do the tree dedication itself. Otherwise, I will do it.
Okay.
So it's a two-person, but it's the same family, and the tree came from the Spirit area off the family homestead.
And where is the community tree? Is right behind the waterfall, right?
Right behind the water fountain, yeah.
Got it. So it's a full day, that's for sure.
Yep.
Getting started at noon on Saturday and all the way till dark. And then some.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll kick off Hometown Christmas this Saturday, and again, starting at noon. And if you get downtown, you'll be able to find everything going on, right?
Right.
Yep. Start at the VFW. That's the key. At the VFW. And and you can pick up your candy cane maps.
That's right.
Go ahead and tell us about that.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so during the pictures with Santa, Julia, she's my exchange student this year, staying with us. She helped out to make some maps. So there are 13 businesses down North 4th Street who are participating. And so the kids can pick up the map and go to these businesses and get their stamps or signatures. And then if they get all of their signatures, then they can participate to win a giant stocking. It's the 5-foot stocking, and that will be displayed at the thrift shop.
So start at the VFW, plan on making a whole day of it, because it sounds like there's stuff going on like literally all day long.
All day long.
Are you having problems hearing?
I can't hear anything.
Okay, you got to be careful. Roxanne's
now
got
I can
your...
hear.
Okay, got it. That's my fault. I forgot the primer before we got going here this morning. And so that kicks off Hometown Christmas this Saturday from noon until well after dark. Just get to downtown, get to the VFW, and everything will fall right into place. How's that?
Absolutely.
You'll know where to go from the VFW. It will point you all in the right direction. So.
Oh, and don't forget to fill out your Santa letters.
Oh, yes.
Make sure you write your letters to Santa and drop them in the magic mailboxes at either City Hall or at the family restaurant.
All by Saturday.
No.
You pick them up and start putting them in the mailboxes. Oh. That goes till
the 13th.
Okay. Then we're done. Then Santa.
So there's like official letters to Santa forms that they get at Hometown Christmas on Saturday. Okay,
Or they can use their own. They like to use their own paper and draw pictures and all kinds of stuff. Just a letter, either your own paper or a form that's out there.
Make sure your address is on there, because Santa likes to return those letters.
Okay, got it. And so that covers Saturday, November 30th.
Yep. That should do it.
All right, next. I don't want to leave anything out. I don't have all the notes in front of me. I don't want to leave anything out here. So that's the first way we welcome in Christmas here this Saturday downtown. Start at the VFW, and everything else will fall into place. Then what's next? Who's got the next?
December 7th. This is something new, too. VFW is really stepping up this year, and they are going to do a breakfast with Santa on December 7th from 8 to 11:30. So pancakes and Santa, what could be better?
Sausage or bacon?
Yep, sausage, juice. Yep, Patty and the folks at the Post are going to be cooking up a wonderful breakfast and just hang out with Santa and have breakfast.
Is there going to be a charge for that?
I believe it's a free will donation.
Really? Okay.
And if you'd like to bring a canned good, the Tomahawk Emergency Food Pantry has been struggling a bit this year. So if you bring a canned good, we'll make sure that it gets to the Tomahawk Food Pantry.
Good deal. So breakfast with Santa, December 7th at the VFW Hall, starting at 8 until 11:30. So it'll kind of turn into brunch with Santa.
Kind of, sort of.
Let's see here. Then next on my list, Friday, December 13th.
Yep, Friday, December 13th.
So it's like it's a weekend thing for the next several weekends in a row. Keep that in mind for Hometown Christmas. What's happening Friday, December 13th?
Friday, December 13th is the main event.
Well, it starts with our UTV ATV parade.
Okay.
And it's been growing by leaps and bounds every year, and we are not sure what shows up or who shows up. It depends on the weather before people pull their UTVs out. But it's going to be big, and it's going to be fun. And it starts down at the community bank, or the Crossbridge Bank. Both sides of the street are going to be blocked off, so it's safer. Last year we had traffic on one side, and we're going to block both sides of the street off so people can park their UTVs on the streets and foot traffic and go and mingle. And it's going to get going at 4:30. It's going to travel west on Main Street down to
Railway
Street. Mm-hmm. And then it breaks up from there, and they are free to come back around and park on Main Street or drive around a little bit.
So anybody with an ATV or UTV can participate, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yes. And you can pull a float or a trailer, yes.
Is there like a sign-up thing or a place to be at a certain time?
There's a registration online.
Okay.
But like I said, a lot of people don't know what the weather's going to be, so they say, oh, it's nice, let's go.
Okay.
So people show up, and they try to sign up, but
we register
they're all
them
welcome.
On site.
They're all welcome.
Yep. But lineup starts at 3:30.
Okay.
So
3:30. So if you get to the bank area around 3:30 with your UTV, ATV, if you want to ride, you'll be welcome.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Start working on those floats out there, folks.
And then immediately after the parade clears Main Street, the live mannequins go into the windows. And every store on Main Street has live mannequins. And our theme this year, or the theme for the Hometown Main Street Committee, is presence or presence. And presence being presents that you remember or favorite presents from the past. And the other presence is your presence in the family, in the community, being together. So it's presence and presence.
Got it. So the mannequins are going to start after the parade. So again, people can make an afternoon, evening of it. We got a lot of nice places to eat downtown, but I understand the VFW is also going to be serving some food too that night.
Yes, they're going to have a super soup supper. Say that three times fast.
Super hot soup supper with this weather
super
the way it is.
Super hot soup supper with bread and dessert and for a free will donation. So,
what was the weather like last year for our hometown Christmas events? I know one year it was like a snow globe. Other years, last year, not so much.
Yeah, we didn't have snow last year.
Last year it was too warm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're working on getting the snow in here early this year.
Yeah, we're working on it. I see that. Way to go, Jeff.
Now, we've covered November 30th, December 7th, and Friday, December 13th. The parade and the window displays of the live mannequins will be downtown.
Yep.
What else is not on my note sheet here that we need to talk about yet?
Well, this year we were able to do a lot more decorating up North 4th Street. Remember last year we got the donation or a grant from the Star Foundation. We were able to put those beautiful banners down on Main Street with the buffalo plaid and the snowflakes. This year we had some grants from the Tomahawk Community Thrift Shop and the VFW and the American Legion, and we were able to put the shining stars on the Veterans Memorial Bridge and give honor to our veterans at Christmas time and always. But they're lit up on the bridge, so we've had some comments about that, and that's what some of our donations and grants go for.
So those are up right now?
They're up right now.
As we speak. Okay,
yep.
I got to start looking up more when I head out of town, that's for sure.
Then the North 4th Boulevard, the boulevard that is right outside of Warehouse Liquor and Irv's, that big boulevard there, we had some beautiful banners put up. We had three young folks during Fall Ride raise a bunch of money for a bake sale. Isaiah, Olivia, and Emma raised some money, and they were able to purchase the banners that went up on the boulevard. So those are up in, and thanks to those three folks who worked hard during Fall Ride to get those. And then we were able to do wreaths and a bunch of lights with a partially from a donation from Steve and Dawn Taskey from the craft sales.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were able to do that. We have some projects that the Tomahawk School is working on that, in addition to that, that weren't being able to be finished just yet. But we lit that up real nice. So North 4th Street, it's Tomahawk Hometown Christmas, and Tomahawk is all of Tomahawk. So we would love to just make sure that we're all, you know, celebrating and
all lit up, so to speak.
All hometown Christmas, yep.
Absolutely. Michelle from Diamond Rock, one of our guests here this morning, what do these events mean to downtown Tomahawk? As a downtown Tomahawk business owner, Michelle, how big a deal is this for downtown business?
Well, it's something that everybody looks forward to.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty big. So it's a good business night when we have these events downtown. Places are still open for business, and folks are coming in, buying, and doing their Christmas shopping, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The restaurants are packed. We get more complaints because people want to go and eat after the mannequins are done, and the restaurants are packed.
Wow.
Yeah, and the stores have said, you know, a lot of people in and out of the stores because they're on Main Street anyway, and we get so many comments from people saying, we didn't even know this store was here until tonight. So it's a big boost for the businesses, and that's why we do this. That's why we started it. That's why Roxanne started it. She's the spearhead of this whole thing. She brought Hometown Christmas back to Tomahawk the way it used to be when we were kids. Remember the big Friday night when you used to go downtown and the parents go shopping and stuff and the kids would mill around, that special Friday night, and then Santa would light the tree? That's what we were striving for, and I think we've pretty much accomplished that.
I grew up in Appleton, so it was those nights were with the Avenue of Angels downtown is what I grew up with watching. And so everybody's got a different hometown, and this is the way we celebrate ours here in Tomahawk. So what else? Anything else we need to know about? You know what's nice is that this kind of spread out because folks that are visiting and stuff, going places during the holidays, if they miss one weekend, there's another weekend coming up, so plenty of time to just celebrate.
We did forget to mention the one one more new thing that's happening the night of December 13th is Park City Credit Union is sponsoring a s'mores pit. So you can come down. They are going to have sticks and marshmallows, chocolate and graham crackers, and you can make your own s'more, hang out by the warming fire with our fire department. Kyle Powers and his family will be manning the fire pit, the warming pit, like they have for since we started this, I guess.
And his dogs. Blaze and Smokey.
So, yeah, stop down there and make yourself a s'more. That's something new is added every year. We're just trying to, you know, make it a bigger and better event. And the main purpose is bring everybody home for Christmas. Do your shopping downtown. Do your shopping on North 4th Street. Make sure that you're patronizing all of our local businesses. We do. We patronize our shirts and our tumblers are all done by OK Printing. Dawn has just been fabulous at supporting Tomahawk Hometown Christmas. So, I mean, there is just so much to do and see and to be part of for Hometown Christmas.
That s'mores pit reminds me of a story I saw in the news. The folks in Hershey, Pennsylvania got word of a bunch of kids doing a big s'mores thing, and they didn't have to buy any chocolate.
No, it was all
so has somebody sent a letter to Hershey from Tomahawk?
Mm-hmm.
Better get on that.
Yeah.
Somebody should get on that. We may want to make it bigger next year. Say, you know, we had a good year this year. We want to make it even better. Hey, can you give us a hand? I'll bet you they send you a bunch of chocolate.
There you go.
Well, we're always looking for ideas for next year.
There you go.
We've added a lot this year. We've got a lot of new events and the lighting and the decoration and a lot of kids' events. But we're always looking for something to add next year because all the money we raise through donations and fundraising and any other way goes right back into Hometown Christmas.
Got it.
We spend it as fast as it comes in trying to make improvements.
Yep.
The last question I have, there's a lot of stuff to remember here all just from the radio show in the morning. Is there some place where all this information is in one place that people can go to the next several weeks so we don't forget anything?
We have an amazing Hometown Christmas Facebook page.
Okay.
Please get online. We are posting things daily on different events happening and things that are coming up and the times and the, you know, all that. So just remember, and you can also pick up your little flyer at the VFW at noon, starting at noon on Saturday for all of the rest of the events. We'll have all those times listed. So you can pick up your little cheat sheet, if you will, at the VFW. But just remember, we start at the VFW at noon with Santa, the big guy, taking some photos with Vicky's Photoshop.
This Saturday. Time for some last words. Michelle from Diamond Rock, any last words you want to leave folks as to why they should come to Tomahawk and see our hometown hospitality this Christmas season?
You don't want to miss it. It's so much fun. It brings out so... And every year, more and more people come to enjoy it. It's something you don't want to miss. If you can make it, definitely come on out and enjoy all the festivities. And we put so much work into this. All the business owners put a lot of work into the decorating, and it'll absolutely put you in the Christmas spirit.
When I was coming from the other direction, when I come into work in the morning, I used to go right by your store, and I always thought your store was one of the best decorated stores in downtown Tomahawk. What do you got special going on this year?
Well, thank you very much. It is something that I work on all year. I kind of pick up a little bit every month so my husband doesn't flip out in December when I get everything last
minute. And I'm sure he thanks you for that, yes.
He doesn't even know. What I have going on this year, if you drive by right now, it says Peace on Earth. So I'm focusing on peace.
Yes.
Peace.
Yes, good focus. Delpha, any last words here this morning?
No, we're in the thick of it right now. It's been very busy. I mean, we start in January on the following Hometown Christmas, so we're busy all year long. And this last 2 weeks have been very hectic, getting everything coordinated and getting it all ready to go. So we're looking forward to Saturday because it's here, it's done, and we got a little bit of breather until we get to the 13th. So.
Good.
Oh, we got to get down and decorate our trees on Wednesday. They were donated by Westburg Tree Farms. He's been donating trees to the Tomahawk Christmas festivities since it was Winter Wonderland. So a long time.
Yep.
Well, thank you all for doing what you're doing for our community. And a great way to get into the Christmas spirit. Come and see us here in Tomahawk starting this Saturday. And we've got stuff going on. It just looks like almost every weekend right up until Christmas. So go to the Facebook page. So just go to Facebook/...
It's just Hometown Christmas Facebook page. Yep.
Got it.
We'll have all the info on there for you.
Thank you, ladies, for being here this morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. And thanks for doing what you're doing for town.